We don't know what the reason is. That's the first I've heard of it. I'm not sure.
That was the response from Town of Tonawanda Supervisor Anthony Caruana when WBFO News asked him if he knew about this second delay in the sentencing. Tonawanda Coke is facing up to $220 million in fines. Owner Mark Kamholtz faces up to 75 years in prison. U.S. Judge William Scretany first postponed a July sentencing date, moving it to September 30th. But in recent weeks, a defense attorney requested another delay because of a scheduling conflict. Tonawanda resident Jackie James Creedon, who has led the fight against the company, says it has been postponed indefinitely.
On October 22nd at 1 o'clock, there is a meeting, a status meeting, and we're hoping to get more answers at that meeting on October 22nd.
James Creedon says she's getting a bit frustrated and is calling on the public to attend the October 22nd status conference.
The community and I definitely are, want some resolution ASAP, and this meeting on October 22nd is open to the public. I intend to be there.
Now, there are no guarantees the paid fines would stay in this community, but the Clean Air Coalition has been leading an aggressive effort to persuade the judge to let residents affected by Tonawanda Coke have a voice in how the money is spent. Supervisor Caruana says citizens were encouraged to tell their story to the judge.
All the way from helping each individual that are affected, all the way up to doing some community development in our area and economic development. So we're hoping that the judge will see that money stays in the town.
For years, the company's smokestack spewed out high levels of benzene and other toxins into the air. According to court documents, the government was vehemently opposed to this second delay in sentencing. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.